Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. If recent revelations about the NSA's domestic surveillance programs have you worried about the future of American privacy, it might do you good to think back to when you were still in high school and nearly all of your activities were monitored by another powerful domestic agency, your parents. Since then, technology has made surveilling students remotely easier than ever before, including a program called PowerSchool, which recently began offering parents around-the-clock online access to their children's grades and academic progress. Jessica Leahy is a New Hampshire parent and educator and author of a forthcoming book based off her article for The Atlantic, Why Parents Need to Let Their Children Fail. She recently wrote about why her family is choosing not to use the PowerSchool system to monitor their 14-year-old son. Jessica Leahy, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about PowerSchool. How does it work? What exactly are parents getting access to?
Well, PowerSchool is actually not that new. It's been around for a while. I've been using it in various schools, actually. I think I've used it in 3 or 4 different schools. And the new aspect to it is the parent portal access point. And not all schools are choosing to use that. That's something that some of the schools where I've taught have decided not to open that up, that that's not a part of the program that they choose to embrace, whereas plenty of other schools have opened it up so that parents can have access to everything from attendance to homework, and I believe in some places also what they had for lunch.
So you're the parent of a 14-year-old boy. What led you and your family to make the decision not to use it?
Well, as you mentioned, I've been writing a book about sort of how to be a more autonomy-supportive parent. What I'm trying to do in my own family is help my kids know that they really are responsible for their own performance in school, their own work, their own chores, their own everything. And so the first way to do that is to make a pledge to talk to your kids rather than have the school hand over the keys to software that allows you to sort of look in behind their backs. The really important thing to keep in mind, though, is that for some families, this software has been fantastic, and parent involvement is really, really great for kids' performance in schools. I just didn't want our default position to be using software as a way to replace talking to our kids and trusting that our kids will talk to us.
Does your son have a history of ever lying about his grades, or has he ever misled you about his academic progress?
No, not that I know of.
Well, if he did, do you think it might be possible you'd think a little differently about the program or might use it in a different way?
Absolutely. I do understand and some of the response that I got on, I believe in the comment section on the Atlantic article, was that, you know, I happen to have a kid that I can trust, but what if I had a kid that... or that I think I can trust. I'm touching wood right now. But if I didn't, would I think about it differently? And absolutely I would. I'm making a decision based on my own private, you know, family situation. And as I said, I'm not saying in the article that I think every single person should throw away their password and username to PowerSchool. I'm saying stop before you log in for the first time. Think about whether that's what you want to start with your kid, whether that's the communication you want to send about your trust in their ability to talk to you.
Well, and that's sort of what I was thinking when I read it, is that, you know, there's obviously nothing wrong with parents being included in their children's academic progress. And I think you'd probably be hard-pressed to find people that think they shouldn't be involved or should be less involved. So
absolutely.
So what makes PowerSchool potentially a negative influence or a positive one for families?
Well, and keep in mind also, PowerSchool is not the only program out there. There are plenty of other programs. One of the other ones is mentioned in the article. PowerSchool, as I mentioned, it's fantastic for teachers in particular. I use it all the time to, you know, track attendance and get all kinds of other information in the computer about the kids. That's not the issue. The issue for me is that the parents who are already quite involved with their kids' education are using it a lot, are using it many, many times a day. I talk to many teachers and administrators who, because they can actually see when parents have logged on, know for a fact that parents are logging in a couple times a day, which is where the title of the article came from. On the other hand, there are many, many parents who are not involved at all. So what I'm looking for here is, you know, to bring the pendulum back to the middle somewhere and say, you know, of course we want involvement. Of course you should be able to use software to be able to find out, you know, if your kid is sliding down the slope into towards an F. That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is that the envelope arrives with your PIN and your access code in the mail, and you automatically say, great, this is what I'm going to rely on. I don't really need to talk to my kid or talk to my kid's teachers. I can get everything from the portal.
So to find out what students are saying about this aspect of PowerSchool, you point out you only have to look as far as Twitter. So I checked it out. I pulled a couple tweets. Here's one. There's a student who said, oh, Lord, y'all, I've got at least four C's on PowerSchool. And that was followed by an unpleasant emoticon I don't need to describe here. There's another common complaint. Somebody says they really need to get PowerSchool working again because not knowing my grades is going to give me anxiety. So that made me wonder. It sounds like students have access to their grades through PowerSchool as well. And how does that affect them?
Well, they do, and it actually can work, it can work really, really well. Teachers can communicate with their students through PowerSchool. In fact, if you watch, I've been keeping a little column up in my tweet deck to look to see what's happening around the search term PowerSchool, and students seem to really rely on it. One thing that's very interesting about as a teacher is that grades can be really not a very good representation of where a student is at a given time. It's only the first couple weeks of school. If a student missed one homework assignment, they could very easily have a D or an F. And are we supposed to say to parents, well, look, you know, we're only in the second week of school or whatever week they're in. Your kid is an F student right now. You know, again, this article was put out there in order for parents and teachers to be able to say, do we really want to be quantifying kids by their day-to-day grades? Or do we want to sort of look at a bigger picture?
You know, we're talking about a generation of students who are often talked about as having a problem with oversharing on social media or otherwise. So is it any surprise, given the fact that systems like this one could be taking away some of their privacy, that they're going to go out and put all their problems and all their personal issues out on the line?
Well, one of the things that drives me crazy in my classroom is when I hand something back to kids and they start immediately comparing their grades. And I've been seeing that happen even on Twitter, talking about the PowerSchool stuff. Kids will get on there and they'll say, oh, man, I just got a D on this. My mom is going to kill me. Social media is not private. And these kids who, you know, are posting about their grades on Twitter, I would love it if they would keep in mind that future employers, that other teachers, that their parents, that anyone who wants to look at their Twitter feed, if they're saying what their grades are and oversharing, I would love it if they thought carefully about that before they did so.
Jessica Leahy is a New Hampshire parent, educator, and writer. You can read her article for The Atlantic on PowerSchool at wordofmouthradio.org. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.